Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello again. How is today? I first. Going well. Just remember that joy and joy are pursuit of hope. And when life is not so good, something better will not last forever. And better days are on the way. This is a quote I saw recently. I thought it would be fitting today, since as you know, about to the COVID-19 pandemic. One day, all this will end. All this will end. Most not going to come. So, bad time we're going to have. But, anyway, you look forward to better time. Believe the better time kind of leads to the entry into a low power steady. Ruth, it's one of those books you can hear preached all the time, all that much. But it's a very touching and a very revealing book, the Bible, more so than, I think, more so than some of the other books of the Bible. Let me give you a background. Famine was in the land of Moab during time to, and that's in the name of Malon and Chilion. They were Ephrathites. That's what happened to them. They went to Moab. And there they were fainting. But Amalek died there. Now their sons were taken from the woman by his wives. One was named Orpah, the other was Ruth. When the husband died, the woman was a widow. We had two daughters, and the other party of her nationality was tribe. So they said, what happened was that Jerome set out, he was the first daughter to go back to their people, go back to the people that they were with. But it was hard. That was hard. Go your way to have full power of husband. Even though I thought they were so good, you'd have a husband, and a son. Did you then wait until they were gone? That the sons are nobody. There's the law more bitter than we have to do. There's a home of the Lord of Saints. Die, I will come. There, I will tell it. To the Lord, to this, to the dust, so to me, and more as well. If death, if he did that part to me. And Naomi saw that she determined to go with him. She said no more. Naomi was with the flag, Peter. And was with the Moabites. The Moabites and the Israelites were enemies. They fought against the other, which they were fought against. They were good enough. But Ruth saw something in Naomi. Have you ever had somebody that may not know them all that well? But you kind of, there's something about them that you're going to know. There's something about them that you'll know, you may not know what it is inside. What I've read is it's kind of a close relationship, mother and daughter. And aside, I found out that sometimes your story is that you get it. It's something I didn't know about. But anyway, so when I read this story and I studied it, why did you after what was in the name that you thought, you know, maybe I had not secured it. But I like to think that you didn't know that who saw something it was not as if she was willing to go through whatever Naomi would become. But being a stranger, a plant, to a people of another culture, different people. No wonder how people would treat her. I had to remember if you, back in those days, if you were a woman, unless you were really wealthy, you know, you were somewhat on your own, you know, back then you didn't have the focus social programs that you had today. But you were more or less, you know, when they got to you, well, that's what happened. So the whole town was still crazy. This Naomi. You know, they found out it was her. They were all happy to see her. You know, she's Naomi. So, what about the small towns? Now, again, back to the relationship. I'd like to ask them, have any of you had somebody who's wants to, for whatever reason, maybe it's something that they spoke, maybe it's something about them that, you know, knows growing up. A lot of people like to come to our house. They just enjoy being there. Sometimes, my mother got this, so maybe the universe and the love, there's just something about her that some people like. Itself. Well, my own friend, which is, you know, enjoyed being around, to be totally different, you know, carry out what she did. That was going to change that from that cord tight. That's going to break that cord. I may go into share earlier, study that specifically on research. Looking at it now, it's maybe a lot of possibility. And once again, we're dealing with relationships. And with that person, coronavirus changed everything. How we work, how we do things, how we educate our children, how we relate to others. How some of us who never was much phone to check on our friends, how they're doing. We're seeing how all our friends. So, to be like that person, one thing I've missed seeing, hearing, listening, watching children play out, thinking. Schoolyards, listening to those happy sounds. Even the way it's very, very important. And what I got to share with you is if you have something about a person that you think about, stick with, you know, you want to have things to try to get interfere with. But, you know, stick with it, find out what it's about, find out what they're about. You know, you have flash of strength, feeling, you know, bumps and stuff. That's part of life, bumps and stuff. But, if you have a lot of questions, don't be afraid to ask. I'm sure Ruth had a lot of questions. I'm sure she asked what people like. So how are they going to do something? Yeah. Who's going to take? Some, you know, they're trying to get take a chance. You know, I always say that nobody can walk with you except you. You can encourage you. Pray for you, they'll coach you, but there comes that time, right in the middle, you can hesitate. So I've hesitated, but I put Fungo back where I was, and stay where I was. So the only force of action is to and we kept going, and would stay in the spot where she and Naomi is. So she went with Naomi, but with the she went. And this is a wonderful story. So I encourage you to read the book. I will share some of the best. Maybe share some. I'd also like to know some of you had this read at a wedding that I mentioned earlier. That's something interesting. I doubt that I read it. So if you want to share that, please share that. And share that experience. Genevieve Jones, your episode here, sharing God's word of a France. And I pray that God will be with you.